Go with me, if you would, back to Matthew 11. Matthew chapter 11. Let's read from verse 25 to the end of the chapter. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There is so much to see in these verses. There is so much in those, I believe it's six verses. There is so much there, I strongly considered making those six verses all day Sunday. Verses 25 and 26, the Bible study, verse 27, Sunday morning, verses 28 through 30, Sunday night. But the Lord may come back between now and then. And I feel strongly led to declare these verses, so we're going to try to look at them tonight. In verse 25 and verse 26, the Lord speaks a prayer to His Father. In verse 27, He speaks the truth concerning His glory, concerning His sovereignty. And in verses 28 through 30, He speaks a word of peace and comfort and rest. Now, we know these verses. We know these verses. Let's see if the Lord will let us enter into these like it's the first time we ever read them. Let's see if the Lord will truly let us enter in with the heart to what's being said right here. In verse 25, it says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. That is good news for babes. That's the title of this message. Good news for babes. God's good news is for babes. When someone is a self-admitted babe, like me, like the Ethiopian eunuch who told Philip, this is what he said to Philip, I don't know. That's what he said. How can I know except some man should guide me? When you have a true babe in heart who is seeking answers to the truth concerning his soul, what is the truth concerning my standing before God? Am I going to be okay with Him? What will He accept? What will He reject? What do I need to know concerning these things? These are important questions, and these are questions that God brings babes to ask. When you have a self-admitted babe in these matters, usually a heartbreaking concern for them is this: I'm not smart enough to know these things. I'm not educated in Hebrew like I hear these other men. I'm not educated in Greek. I'm not educated in religion. What if I miss something? What if I miss a key component to this whole thing? Because I just don't seem to see this self-confidence in myself that I see in other people. Other people are so self-assured in these things. And I just don't seem as self-confident. If that's anybody here, if that's any person here, old to young, I want all of the young people to enter into this too. If that is any person here, then listen to this wonderful news. All of God's people, all of the saved, are babes. All of them. Babes who have no self-confidence in the things of salvation. None. All of God's people are babes who are totally looking to and hoping in the Word, the instruction, the promises, the provisions of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're just hoping in His Word. His true preachers are babes, hoping in His Word, trusting in His Word, that He's not going to leave us to ourselves. We stand up as babes. All of God's people are babes. Verse 25 says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent." The wise and prudent have had these things hid from them. They are totally hid to their eyes. And He said, "You have revealed them unto babes." Now, although I would say that most of God's people are very lowly in the things and the ways of this world, most of God's people are very lowly in the matters of this world. But even so, He is not saying that if a man has an education, he can't be saved. He's not saying that at all. Turn with me over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians 1, verse 26. "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." He didn't say not any. He said not many. Luke was a physician. The Apostle Paul was extremely educated. A very educated man. But here's the key. He counted it all dung. And this is what I have to say to our young people. Go get you an education. Go become smart in some of these things. And then count it all dung. Work in this world, live your life here on this earth, and count it all dung. Even though both Luke and Paul had some of the wisdom of this world, they did not trust in the wisdom of this world. And that'll be the heart of every child of God. He will not trust in the wisdom of the world, and he will not trust in himself that he is wise. Romans 1:22 says, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." That's what made them fools. God's babes all know, "I am not wise." Or they will learn that. They may start out as a young person thinking that, and the longer they go in the gospel, The Lord will prove it to him. I'm not wise. He is my wisdom. He's all the wisdom I have. He is made unto us wisdom. Some of the children in this congregation have been studying Matthew 5 in their Bible class, in their Sunday school class back there, which says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor, poor in spirit. Those who say, I have nothing. I have nothing. I have nothing to offer you. I have nothing to offer you. I have nothing of any value to bring to you. In my hand, no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. That's what Rock of Ages says. I can only plead your blood that you provided. That's all. All that I have is what you gave to me. All I have is what you provided for me. Our Lord said, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who say that, I have nothing. Poor, poor. He said, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5 goes on to say, blessed are they that mourn. I mean mourn over their sin. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for everything that I am. I'm so sorry for everything I've done. If you don't do something for me, if you don't wash me, if you don't purge me in your blood, I'm going to die in my sin. Our Lord said, the soul who says that is going to be comforted. How will that soul be comforted? God's Holy Spirit will come and whisper to the heart of that soul, you are washed in the blood. Lord, if you don't wash me, I'm going to die. I need your mercy so badly. The soul that says that, God's Spirit will say, you are washed. You are sanctified. Matthew 5 goes on to say, blessed are the meek. Meek. I am nothing. I have nothing. I'm poor. And I am nothing. I'm low. I need mercy. I'm low. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. That's meekness. Our Lord said, they are going to inherit the earth. The soul that has been caused to say that, they're going to inherit the earth. Sin will never keep us away from Christ. Contrary to what is being preached today, sin will never keep us away from Christ. Never. It's pride that does that. It's self-righteousness that does that. The ones who believe that they are rich in spiritual things before God, the ones who believe that they have much to offer God, oh yeah, I have much to offer God, the ones who never mourn over their sin because they don't believe they have any, the ones who say, unto us, we did this, I had my part in this, to them, Luke 1:53 says, he hath filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he hath sent away empty. Here's the point. Salvation is for babes. It's for babes who say, I don't know anything. I don't have anything. I can't do anything. A baby. I can't wash myself. I can't feed myself. A baby. Salvation is for babes. Simple, helpless babes. All right, go with me back to Matthew chapter 11. Verse 25, it says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did he hide these things from the wise and prudent and reveal them unto babes? Why did he do that? Verse 26 says, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." That's what you chose to do in your God. Who is he that replies against God? It was your sovereign will to show your mercy and show your goodness and show your salvation to simple, helpless, ignorant, poor, unprofitable babes. And our Lord said, "I thank you so much for doing that." And we do too, don't we? I can see his face smiling as he said, "I thank thee. I thank you so much for doing that." In verse 27, our Lord said, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." No man or woman can know Christ. No man or woman can know the Father until Christ reveals him, and no man or woman can know Christ until God chooses to reveal Christ. It cannot happen. That revelation of who he is on his terms, and it's at his time. It's at his time. I preach this gospel begging and pleading that God would open someone's eyes through it. But I have to preach it bowing to the fact that this is on his terms and at his time. He will reveal it to whomever he is pleased to reveal it to, whenever he is pleased to reveal it. There are men and women all over this world who think they know who God is. And they think they know who this man Jesus is. But once God reveals him, they realize, "I didn't know him at all. I did not know him at all." Look with me at Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 13, it says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets.'" Meaning, they either thought that he was one of those men reincarnated, or they put him on par with those men. And that's what people still do to this day. They think, you know, Jesus was a good man, and so was the Apostle Paul. So was Moses, and so was Abraham. He was just one of those good historical characters. And in verse 15, he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And what that means is, you are God. You are Emmanuel, God with us. The equal part of the Trinity, God. You are the one that all the fullness of the Godhead is seen in. You are the Christ. Thou art the Christ. And look at verse 17. "Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah.'" That's what Bar Jonah means. "For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." He said, "You're a blessed man, because my Father chose to reveal that to you. Otherwise, you could have never seen it." The Apostle Paul told the Galatians, "I thought I had it all down. I thought I had religion figured out. I thought I had God figured out. I was wise in my own eyes, but when it pleased God, He revealed His Son in me. He revealed His Son to me on the road to Damascus. That's a glorious revelation. I pray the Lord would reveal Himself to more people. In that Damascus way, I am. And Paul said He revealed Himself in me. He revealed Himself to me. He revealed Himself in me. He said, you're a chosen vessel of mercy. Chosen vessel of mercy. At that moment, this is what Paul realized. It is not what you know. It's who you know. More importantly, who knows you? Who knows you? Every babe will have Christ revealed to him. And when Christ is truly revealed to him, he will see that all things have been delivered into Christ's hands. That's what he'll see. Go with me back to Matthew 11. Verse 27 says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. All things. He holds the keys to all things. He holds the keys to life. He holds the keys to death. He holds the keys to salvation. He said, I am the door. He is the door. The way has been delivered to him. The only way. That's been given to him. He is the shepherd. Everything that we need comes from him. It has to come from him. All things have been delivered into his hands. He is the physician. All healing has been delivered to him. We have physical sicknesses. We have brethren right now going through physical sicknesses. We would all love to be healed of our physical diseases. We go to this doctor. We go to that doctor. All of God's babes all know that they have a sickness of sin, a much deeper disease, and they know that there's only one physician who can heal them of that disease. There is only one cure for that disease. And that cure has been delivered into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. That cure is His spotless blood. And He sheds that on whom He's pleased to shed it to. But this is what He said. This is what a songwriter said. And it's true from our Lord's Word. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. There's a fountain of spotless blood. He is the fountain. If we have any hope, if we have any hope of being washed and being made clean, being made whole, we have to go to Him. He is the bread of life. If we have any spiritual hunger, it can only be filled by Him. This is what I would want to encourage each one of you to do every time we come and gather together around His Word. Beg Him to fill your hearts. I can't do it. I can't. It doesn't matter how good a speaker a man may be. It doesn't matter how well he studied. It doesn't matter how good his outline is. I cannot do it. If you would like to be fed, you have to go to Him. You have to go to Him. Call on Him. And this is what He said. If you open your mouth wide, I'll fill it. You beg Him and beg Him. Say to Him, I love that man preaching to me, but he can't do anything for me. I need you to fill me. All things have been delivered into His hand. He's the light. If we're going to see anything, if we're going to truly see, it can only be in light of Him. All things. So what does that mean for us babes if we have Him? If we have Him, what do we have? All things. We have all things. Paul told the Corinthians, and I love this, he said, all things are yours, and it's because you are Christ's and Christ is God's. Paul told the Romans, God the Father spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. All that He foreknew, all that He predestinated, all that He called, all that He justified, all that He glorified. God the Father spared not His own Son for us. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? You know what that word to a babe's heart is? When that word comes to a babe's heart, you know what that is? That is the Father's draw. That's what it is. That's the Father's draw, saying, come to My Son. Come to My Son. As the faithful servant of His Father, that was our Lord's message to all of His babes. In verse 28, He said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whatever it is that you are labored and heavy laden over, go see Him about it. Really. Go see Him about it. Don't let that go in your heart and out of your heart. Go see Him about it. Whatever you are labored and heavy laden over, we all are. If these things have been revealed to us, if we've been given eyes to see that everything is in His hands, everything. If we've been given ears to hear His voice saying, come to Me, come to Me. Come to Me by My blood. Come to Me in My righteousness. It has been shed for you. You have been robed in it. Come to Me. Bring all your labor. Everything that's laying heavy on you, bring it all. Is it your sin? Bring it to Me. Is it your well-being? Bring it to Me. Is it your protection? Bring it to Me. Is it your provision? Bring it to Me. Bring it all to Me. Bring it all to Me. He said in verse 29, take My yoke upon you. Be yoked to Me. Enter in. Be content with being joined into a vital union with Me. He said in verse 30, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light. I love what a man named J.C. Ryle said about that. I love this. He said, our Lord is telling us, take this yoke upon you. He said, are you burdened and heavy laden? Take this yoke upon you. J.C. Ryle said, His yoke is no more a burden to a child of God than feathers are to a bird. I got all these feathers all over me. That yoke to Him is what sets us free. I love how Brother Tom quotes this poem. It says, run, run, the law demands, but gives me neither feet nor hands. The gospel bids me sweeter things, bids me fly and gives me wings. Do you want to be set free? Do you want all the burden to go away? He said, take My yoke upon you. Come to Me, take from Me, learn of Me. He said, I am meek and lowly in heart. I will in no wise cast you out. He is so kind and He's so tender and He's so patient and He is so gentle with all of His babes. He was so patient and he was so gentle with Peter after he fell. Wasn't it so sweet how he dealt with Peter? All he did was look at him. That's all he did. After Peter denied him three times and cursed him, all he did was look at him. And then after he arose, he said, I want you to go tell my disciples and make sure you tell Peter. Start with Peter and then go down the line after that. He was so tender with him. Poor old Thomas, the Lord came and the women told him first, told Thomas, we've seen him. The other apostles came and said, he was here. Nope. He said, Thomas, touch that. Here, let me have your hand. It is I. He's so tender. He's so gentle. Isaiah 40 verse 11 says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. He is gentle with all of his babes. So to each one of them, he says in verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you rest. I sincerely want to encourage us to go to Him. Call on Him. Take His yoke upon you. Lord, I yoke with you only because you've already yoked with me. The only way I can yoke with you is because you've already yoked to me. But I draw near to you. I follow you. Whatever you have, I trust you. I believe you. He said in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. You will. You will. You may not find rest in the world. You may not find rest in any situation that's going on. You may not find rest in anything else at all. But you will find rest in Him. You will. He will give you rest. Verse 30, He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you need rest, go to Him and you will have it. Hebrews 4 verse 9 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There is a special rest to the people of God. God rested from all of His works and He has given His people rest from theirs. Rest is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need it, go to Him. He will give it to you. He will give it. He gives it to all of His babes. Is there anything more that we want for our babes than rest? Don't bother Him. He's sleeping. Let Him rest. Let Him rest. It's good to be a babe. Maybe I should have titled it that. It's so good to be a babe. It is. All right, let's all stand together.